Who are you talking to about your anxiety? I think that this is a topic that is really important for us to address because it's important to both, I think, find somebody to talk to about it, but then also to balance that with maybe who not to talk to or selecting who you talk to wisely. I hope that you'll stick around and listen because that's what we're going to dive into in today's show. Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Dear sweet high achiever, I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Thank you for joining me. This topic has been on my heart a lot lately, and I felt like it was worth discussing with you because I think it's something that can be easy to struggle with for people, especially a lot of people that struggle with anxiety, who to talk to about your anxiety. And I think that there's some important things to distinguish here. I think there's talking about your anxiety as a thing, and then there's also talking about your anxieties, and they can go hand in hand, but keep in mind that anxiety versus anxieties can be different. And if you talk about your anxiety, for example, you might be divulging that perhaps you have been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, or maybe you're even self-diagnosing. And that's something you want to be really mindful of. Is that something you want to share with somebody? And is that person safe? And then there's also discussing your anxieties themselves, like specific things that you might be worried or anxious about, which can be perhaps in some ways a little safer to divulge to people depending on the circumstances. So I want you to think really hard about who you are talking to about your anxiety itself and who you're talking to about your anxieties. And then next, I want you to think about, is that serving you? Are you able to talk about your anxiety in a way that is productive and helpful, helps you to process, helps you to move forward? Or have you been doing it in a way that's been not so helpful? Maybe you're doing it to the extent that you're perseverating aloud and not maybe making any progress moving forward, or you're divulging information to people that is perhaps even harmful to you or your relationship with that individual. So think about where those two things on a spectrum, if you will, might be happening and what's happening in between. And is it serving you? And if not, I want you to think about how you can do this in a way that is both safe and productive, because I think that that is just so crucial. If you don't speak with a therapist or mental health professional about your anxiety already, I would highly encourage it to you, even if it's just for a couple of sessions, to maybe get a professional opinion or baseline on where you're at and some guidance about how you can cope with your anxiety appropriately. I think that today I want to focus on, in terms of people we talk to, let's focus on people who might be safer. And only you can decide who's safe to talk to. And keep in mind that maybe somebody who you don't think is safe might be, or somebody who you think is safe might not be. And think about that so that you can choose somebody wisely to talk to who's going to actually help and support you and not use that information against you, or maybe even in a kind way try to give you helpful advice that really isn't that helpful. Now, I think that you could consider in general some, quote, safe people to talk to might be an actual therapist. I think that you could more likely than not trust a professional because they have a professional obligation to keep your information safe and to act in a way that is helpful to you and not harmful to you. And then also, I think that you could consider those closest to you, and that might vary depending on who you are and where you're at in your life. It could be a spouse or significant other. It could be a parent, or it could be a really close friend. But I would encourage you that if you're going to talk to those individuals about your anxiety or anxieties, that you make sure that you base what, when, and how you share this information with them on past experiences with them. Are they somebody that is safe for you to share with? Are they somebody who will hold your confidence, that has your best interests at heart, and will keep you at the center of any response that they give you, whether it's just listening, providing feedback, providing advice, and also keeping that information between the two of you and not sharing it outside of the two of you. So just to recap, dear sweet anxious high achiever, I really want to encourage you today to think about who you talk to about your anxiety and your anxieties, and think about the difference between the two of them. Are you divulging to people that you have anxiety, or are you just simply talking about your anxieties, or maybe both, and what the difference is? Who are you talking to, and are you doing it safely? I think that it's simultaneously really important to be talking, but then also doing it in a way that is mindful, thoughtful, and safe and helpful and productive for you. That's all I have for you today, sweet friends. I really would love if you would come join our free Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. If you're not already there, that is a place that you can come and be around other sweet, anxious, high achievers just like you. And maybe you'll find some connections there and people that you feel safe sharing a little bit with. We'd love to have you in the group. It's a really respectful place, really encouraging. And again, I just love to see you there. The link to join is in the show notes. I can't wait to talk with you next week. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.